That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you leave $500,000 worth of jewelry, cameras, and random things in your car.
In a rental car.
In a rental car.
In a rental car.
And you park it on the street and you go inside for dinner and you don't think twice about it, then
Come
you're
on.
Shocked when your car gets broken into. That is all I need to know about you.
It feels like an insurance scam, but I mean, obviously, they don't need the money. Maybe you just wanted to get rid of those jewels, I guess.
Right.
$500,000 worth of stuff. Who's even carrying that from place to place?
I don't understand. So if you haven't heard the story yet this morning, it's A-Rod.
Yeah.
A-Rod had a rental car, had $500,000 worth of items in there, parked
yeah.
it on the street outside of a restaurant.
I mean, what laptop do you have, bro?
Went inside.
Diamond encrusted
laptop. Ate dinner, came back out, and sure enough, his car had been broken into.
By the valet, by the hotel manager, I'm thinking at that point. Because you look in when somebody pulls up and you're like, dude, who left $500,000 in his car
like,
right
was
now?
It just a sack of diamonds?
It,
right.
Like, what? It's a rental what? Car. What is it, like a Hyundai Sonata? Like, what's going on here?
I don't think A-Rod.
Hyundai Sonata.
Listen, if you're A-Rod,
you're not A-Rod.
And you're carrying $500,000 worth of stuff, J-Lo's wearing it, right?
Right.
I mean, isn't that what you would consider?
I
would
just
be like,
understand.
Listen, honey, I'm going to drape this on you. I would just put my laptop on her. I would put
she wore my, as a headdress.
Right, my rare Bugatti cell phone on her or whatever. I'd be like, you know what? This looks better on you anyways.
It does kind of sound like it'd be a shame if someone stole all those diamonds. Just saying. I mean, I put a giant sign that says, don't steal the diamonds on
Honey,
the
all
diamonds.
Your icy floated away.
Hey, why do you have that much stuff with you?
Why do you have that much stuff, period? If you're not going to the Met Gala or the Academy Awards, why do you have that much stuff, period?
That's all I need to know about you. Because you have so much money, doesn't matter. And that's what I mean. It just doesn't matter.
I guess.
It's a world that we will never understand.
Can you imagine that phone call to Geico? So, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to file a claim. I screwed up.
I ran into Chick-fil-A real quick. It came out.
I've got one for you here. If you're pulling out your fall clothes and talking pumpkin spice because it fell below 60 one night this week, that's all I need to know about you.
Did you see that Dunkin' Donuts is launching their full pumpkin
spice
line?
It's like this weekend, right?
Next week, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good, but it's so soon.
It's too soon.
It is too soon.
It's like 300 degrees outside
First person I see with Uggs, man, I'm sweeping the leg, all right? Be aware.
Did you ever get something for free that you shouldn't have? Star 99.9, it's Ann on Raven. Call us at 1-800-330-9999.
What do you mean? You mean like larceny?
Well, maybe.
That's not the type of thing maybe you want to admit on the radio.
Well, not so much that, but producer Christian, maybe you could explain why you're going to hell.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll reserve my judgment.
So we went up to Massachusetts, and we went to a candy store there. And the girl behind the desk, it was her first day. Mm-hmm. First ever job.
First day.
How did you know that? She told you?
She told it.
Because she had no idea?
She was very, very upfront. She's like, I'm very sorry this is taking so long.
You didn't
my
go to
day.
A Massachusetts for just the candy store, right?
No. There was
okay.
A, yeah.
All right.
Long story. But that doesn't have anything to do with this.
All right.
Basically, we're standing in line, and we have 3 bags of 1-pound sacks of candy.
Oh, that you know those are expensive.
Yeah, that sounds like 50 grand.
$16 per pound, by the way. So
when did candy become like...
Candy is so expensive.
It's like a narcotic.
I won't go.
That's like...
When my daughter
Big
Hayden,
pharma right there. Like, that's a problem.
No, no, no.
Man.
Whenever my daughter wants to go to a candy store, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's
you better
so
go
expensive.
Outside and mow the lawn, kid.
You think like they put those scoops in there? You think you're just putting a few M&Ms in? Next thing you know, it's $37.
Exactly.
I mean, I know things are pricey at the movies, but that seems excessive. A pound? $16?
So I saw the price and gagged. It was ridiculous. So
still,
I
had all of it.
I have all of that, and
right.
I have 2 waters and a Rice Krispie treat.
Okay. Right. Because, you know, compensate for the fact
exactly.
that you're getting diabetes in a bag. Right there.
So
let
like,
me put a water on this.
$60. Okay. Basically, what had happened was she did not ring up the 3 bags of candy and rung up the other 3 items, put them all in a bag, handed it to me, and said, have a nice day. And I did not correct her.
Wait a minute. So 3 bags making up 1 pound of candy or 3 bags
three
of 1 pound?
3 bags.
That's what I'm saying. This poor girl told him it was his first day.
Uh-huh.
She needed a little more time.
Yeah.
And he still took advantage of her, knowing that she did not ring him up for those 3 bags of candy.
Did you rush her? Did
no.
you have people behind you know, yammering on her or whatever?
I said she was doing a great job. You know, it's her
because
first day.
Because she wasn't
She's
charging you.
Well, that's exactly right.
But he was encouraging her.
Yeah.
It's not really his responsibility to make sure that she knows how to do her job.
So
right? Where's the person standing over her?
Did you say
the
something
candy
there?
Overlord.
Did you say, hey, you didn't charge me for this candy?
No, I said, have a nice day. Days, I want
right. Yeah. See, 1-800-330-9999. What would you do in this situation? And did you ever get something for free? What was it? Give us a call now. Hi, Anna and Raven. What did you get for free?
Oh, I got gas for free. Free gas.
Sounds like the greatest.
Free gas.
I mean, how does that happen?
Happened about 7 years ago. Pulled up to the pump, and I did things kind of backwards. I put the nozzle in, selected the gas, and just as about I was going to put my card in, it clicked over, so I squeezed the handle, and gas just started coming out.
Oh, somebody had left it in there. So, I mean, but if they put the handle back on the thing, it's not supposed to work that way.
Aren't you supposed to go inside and
pay? Yeah, but it worked. It totally. I should have filled up the back seat, too.
Right. I mean, I would.
Getting water bottles out of the car, right, filling them
right
up.
Right. Anything that you could find. Thanks for the call. It's like going into somewhere and like a fountain of jewels erupting in the middle of it. It just sounds like a unicorn fantasy. And Raven, what did you get for free that you should have paid for?
Well, when I was about 22 years old, I worked at TJ Maxx, and it was the Christmas season, and a woman was buying literally a bunch of stuff, and she bought these wine goblets, probably 10 of them, that were at least $15 to $20 a goblet. And I carefully wrapped each one of them in paper and bagged them, and at the last second, we both looked at each other and realized I never scanned any of them. And I was too afraid to, like, go back and do anything, so I just let her walk out of the store with the free goblets.
My gosh.
Well, I was afraid. I was 22. I thought I was going to get fired. There was a whole line of people that were waiting to get rung up with Christmas.
Right. I mean, fear was real. But it should have probably been of an arrest.
That is a terrible, terrible situation to be in. And I don't envy you. Because I wouldn't know what to do either. But like, all right, now I'm going to unwrap all these. There's a million people waiting.
Unwrap one and hit 10.
Well, I was 22. I didn't think about it. But we both looked at each other and gave each other a look. Like,
right.
Don't say anything. Run. I won't say anything.
Run. Right.
At that moment, she was your soul sister. You're good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, coming up next, Honda of Westport, Couples Court. Would you share a secret family recipe with somebody you really did not like? When you get the whole story, you're going to be the judge next here on Star. Producer Christian was at a candy store, and even though the poor cashier told him that it was her first day on the job, she didn't charge him for 3 pounds of candy. He said nothing and walked out of the store with a giddy smile on his face.
I love that you make that the cashier is like a victim or something like that. They've been trained. They've watched the safety videos. Where's their supervisor? It's on the company, man. It's not on Christian to make sure that everybody else around him is morally ready to go.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Christian, you didn't even feel a little bit bad about it.
Not at all. I saved like $60 in candy.
$16 a pound, man. That ain't fair.
It's like walking away with gold.
Oh, 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever get something for free that you shouldn't have? Hi, it's Anna.
It happened to me the other day. I actually got postage stamps at the United States Postal Service for free.
Oh, my, that's a federal offense. All right, you're going down for 20 on that one. You are going down for 20 on that one. Listen, I know everybody in the line has been lulled to sleep because they've been waiting there for 15 minutes, but the person at the counter is definitely supposed to be aware.
I'm shocked by that.
You're right.
Never in my life would I think that they would get away with that there.
Yeah. Federal offense. Yeah. Good luck to you. I hope you escape this day.
Those letters are never getting to whoever she mails them.
Never.
Never.
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven. What did you get for free that you shouldn't have?
Well, I didn't realize it until I got home from Stop and Shop, and I guess the bagger must have put something in my bag that was parked in front of me, and it was a huge thing of fresh garlic. It's kind of weird. My husband was, like, thrilled. He's like, dude, I didn't even know you could do how to pick out garlic. I'm like, I didn't. I just got it for free.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they shoved a couple steaks in there, too. That would have been good. Have you checked the underside of your cart for garlic?
And I think Christian could have definitely said something. That's a lot of candy.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because he knew it was her first day of work. Like, that's sadness.
I'm getting candy. Where's her supervisor? I'm getting that candy.
Yeah.
And then, Raven, what'd you get for free?
Actually, twice. What? Once, so they paid me $500 chip too much.
Nice.
And I cashed in $2,000 at a blackjack table, and they gave me back $3,000 in cash.
And you didn't say anything?
No. Why not? They have more of my money than I have there.
Right. And you know what? Here's the thing. I was a casino dealer, and the fact is that their dealers are sloppy. And if they can't cut the checks the way they're supposed to, that's not on you. That's on them.
But on the $1,000 extra, the girl was new at the blackjack table, and the pit boss said, no, you're doing it wrong. And she recounted the money out,
and I still got the extra $1,000.
If there's two cashiers and you beat them both, you win. And Ann Raven, have you ever walked away with something for free?
Yes. So I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and this little boy in front of me got his munchkins for free. So I went up, ordered my order, and the woman gave me for my order for free, too.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
And this wasn't a pay it forward thing, because you didn't pay it forward for anybody. You just took those munchkins and laughed at the world.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, since I gave him his munchkins for free, you know what? I'm going to give your coffee for free.
Yeah, but see, that was nice, and she was doing it on purpose. It's not like she accidentally forgot to ring you up, and you just took it walking away knowing that you were basically stealing the items. They were free munchkins. Sometimes they give out free munchkins.
Oh, it sounds like the employee was stealing. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, that's their problem. That's not my problem.
You know what I think is that when if we see a company or a brand as super successful, we're willing to take that money. And to me, it's like there's a threshold. Like there's a certain amount. Like I'll take a soda for free all day long. All day long if somebody forgets to ring up a soda. Because $1.89 for 20 ounces is thievery. It's thievery, Anna Zapp.
See, I disagree. I think that you have to let people know. I say that, though, and I'm a hypocrite, because one time, 15 years ago, my husband and I were buying dining room sets.
15 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
you remember this.
Oh, I remember it because it's so out of character for me.
What happened?
Well, mostly because my husband gave me the side look of death, you know?
Like, if you say
He's
something.
He's like, if you open your mouth right now.
So what did you walk with? So, you're buying a dining room set.
Six chairs.
Yeah.
And they didn't charge us for two of the chairs.
Oh, get those chairs.
$600.
Oh!
Yeah, and I'll never forget it. And that, but you want to know what? We're very loyal to that company, furniture company. We go shop there all the time.
Right, now they know who you are. You've been identified at this point. I mean, a $16 bag of coffee that Christian got away with, a little bit different than $600 chairs.
And you want to chime in, too? Head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. What did you get away with?
I feel like there has been a shift in the beer world. Have you seen this in the last couple days here? Coors Light is coming out with a bunch of different commercials, Anna, and one of them is drinking in the shower. Mm-hmm. Another one is a woman removing her bra after work. It just feels very different than the stuff that I've seen before from, like, beer drinkers and beer makers, you know?
Why? Why do you think it's different?
Well, first off, I think drinking in the shower is probably not defensible. it's not really.
You know what's funny?
I mean, I know that you're in your home, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. I know that you're in your home and you're an adult and you can make the decisions you make, but it just feels irresponsible to be promoting drinking in the shower.
In college, we used to drink in the shower all the time.
But I feel like that was a dare.
Normal.
Wow. But I feel like that's a dare.
A dare? No.
Right?
Cocktail. Get ready to go out. You have your cocktail in the shower.
That strikes me as so odd. Like, aren't you worried about getting hair or shampoo or something in it?
No, you put it right on the side and you reach out, you have a sip of your cocktail, you go back. I wouldn't do it now.
In the commercial, it says it's the official beer of drinking in the shower, and the guy has two of them in the shower. On top of it, how long of a shower that you need two beers?
Well, two beers seems excessive for a shower, but one beer,
The one I saw this weekend, so I was watching sports or something, and they have it, and it's a girl coming home from work, obviously coming home from work or whatever, and she goes into the fridge, grabs a Coors Light, and then takes her bra off with one hand. And I thought that was, I mean, I hadn't seen that before.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, have you seen this? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what?
All right, so I just sent you a link right here. I want you to check this out and watch it.
Hold
it's
on.
Like a 30-second commercial.
You could have gotten me ready.
Well, I did get you ready by sending it to you.
Here's
it's very
a link.
Thoughtful
click
of me.
YouTube.
Right. Click that. Right.
Okay, here
and
it is.
She walks in.
This
right.
is on the official Coors Light YouTube page. It's right. called The Official Beer of Being Done Wearing a Bra.
She feeds her fish. She
Hold
drops
on.
Her purse.
Let me watch it. Stop telling me what I'm seeing. Let me watch it.
Okay.
All right, here's this girl. She's getting home from work. Okay, she's taking off her heels. Oh, she's got blisters, oddly, with a Band-Aid on her heel.
Yep.
She's going into the refrigerator. She's got a lot of salad and Coors Light. That's my fridge.
All she has.
Like,
yeah.
Good food pyramid.
All right. she has. Right.
Wait a minute. Now she's sitting down on the couch, and she takes off her bra through her blouse,
right.
never taking out her blouse. Oh, I have a major problem with this commercial.
What's first off, I've seen people remove a bra with one hand and a shirt on. I've seen it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, when I go home, I always just go into my refrigerator filled with salad and Coors Light.
Right.
And then I just randomly just take one hand on my beer in my mouth and then just somehow.
You mean that this isn't real? I mean, I thought Coors Light created this whole different universe for us right here and we're revealing something. Wow.
I don't know if this is supposed to be targeting men or women. I think it's to show women, this is what we all do. We drink Coors Light and take our bra off with one hand.
Well, I guess there's like a woman in charge of marketing now over at Coors because everybody's talking about it online. Some people love the commercial. Other people think it's like an atrocity.
And then other people are just, you know, everybody's commenting on it. So what is your problem with the bra commercial?
I have one massive problem with it. I'm going to tell you what it is when we come back right here on Star 99.9. Coors Light has this new commercial where they have this girl, and with one Coors Light in her hand, she manages to take off her bra and pull it through her blouse sleeve without ever removing her shirt, which I say is physically impossible unless you were part of the circus.
I thought all women did this.
No.
I really did. I thought it was just one of the amazing things that women could do with their eyes closed, really.
I can't even hook a bra behind my back. I think maybe my arms are too short. I've been trying to think about it.
Tyrannosaurus putting on a bra.
I can't, with my little hands, I can't reach behind my back. I have to like put it on in the front and then twist it around and put it like.
I wonder how many people are afflicted with that condition that you have.
You know what's weird? One of my best friends just heard this and she texted me. She's like, you do not put on your bra like that. And I'm like, you've known me for 12 years. You don't know that's how I put on my bra? And now I'm starting to wonder, am I the only one that can't put on my bra right?
Do you have a strange bra installation confession? 1-800-330-9999? Because I would love to hear that.
Yeah, do you put on your bra weird like me, or is there something wrong with me? You can give us a call now. And coming up next, we're going to see if producer Christian can take off a bra wearing with one hand.
Yeah.
See if he can do it. Accuracy about putting on bras and taking off bras needs to be obeyed if you're going to be part of a marketing team. Don't you think?
I mean, you're just exposed to this, and all of a sudden you're offended by the fact that you don't believe it's rooted in science.
All right, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So Coors Light fired their old marketing team. They hired a brand new marketing team, mm-hmm. and they just launched all these new commercials. And they're really trying to appeal to Gen X and millennials, and I get that. But there's this one commercial where it shows a woman, and she gets home from work, takes off her shoes, she goes, she gets a Coors Light out of the fridge. She sits on the couch.
Right.
Now, imagine you sit on the couch,
mm-hmm.
and she
Your
somehow...
Your cold Coors Light in hand.
She, with one hand,
yeah.
she removes her bra through her shirt sleeve.
Right, takes it right out
somehow,
the armpit.
Unhooks it underneath with the Coors Light in her hand. I don't know if she's a contortionist.
She switches hands. Switches hands.
And then takes the bra and pulls it out from the side of her shirt. I do not know one person.
What?
That can do that.
Oh, no. Oh. I've seen this before. There are people that can remove a bra with one hand.
Well,
I've seen that before.
Belong in the circus. Because that's not how an average woman takes off her bra.
First off, I know removing the bra is a thing, right? That's like when the day is over.
Well, right, of
the
course.
The work day is over.
When
right?
the bra I'm not going comes back off, out. I am done.
Yeah. It's there ultimate no freedom. Right. right. You're not going yeah. back outside. Right. No right. solicitors at the door. That
the
kind
day
of thing.
Is done.
So,
right.
I mean, they got that part right, at least. They're triggering that it's the it's happy time of the day.
Yes, but the way she took off her bra was ridiculous. Okay, so here's something that I have a problem putting on and taking off bras. Like, I don't understand how women put them on forward and then hook them behind their back. I have never been able to do that like a normal human being. I have to put my bra upside down and backwards, hook it in front of me, move it all the
sounds
way around
like
my body.
To well, me, I gotta be honest.
This is just how I've always done it.
What is the biggest challenge? Is it lining up the loopholes? Is it getting in on the right? Because there's like 1, 2, 3 like of different like tensions, right?
Right. Tensions.
I don't even know how to like describe it. I feel so awkward just wading into the water.
Listen, me too.
You know what I mean? Like I have no idea what to say.
So right.
The I feel like I'm going to say the wrong like? Thing, no matter. Right. Right. So you've got the tension line.
Right. right.
Is it lining up the hooks?
Yeah. What is the hard part? If I try to do it behind my back, sight unseen, there's no way that I'm going to be getting them on the right hooks or even on the appropriate amount of spacing.
Even like, if you have one hand on one side and one hand on the other, you still can't do it behind
your
back.
No, I have to do it in front of me, let alone with the Coors Light in my hand.
God forbid you ever be tied up somewhere and you got to free yourself.
What am I,
man?
Harry Houdini?
Come on, you've worked for this.
I've got massive problems with bras. I have to wear 2 sports bras when I go to the gym, and then when I get home, I have to have my husband or my daughter, Hayden, help me get out of them.
It's like you're trapped in there. Help.
Is one not elastic-y enough? It won't hold it in?
Well, no, because the sports bras are really tight. So to get them off when they're sweaty, it involves the whole team.
Can you breathe? How long can you breathe?
I have to keep them contained. What am I going to do?
Like they jump out. If you were on a treadmill or something, like they just fly right out.
With one,
they would just fly out.
Yes. I have to
attend. Oh, my God.
You guys have no idea what it's like.
All right.
You have no idea what it's like.
Clearly. So you're just saying that it's impossible.
It's impossible to take a bra off one through your shirt with one hand with a Coors Light in the other hand. Mm-hmm. Impossible.
Well, to keep things interesting, I actually alerted Christian yesterday that I wanted him to bring in one of his girlfriend's bras.
Very awkward.
Without an explanation whatsoever. Right? I told him it wasn't for me. That was pretty much the only explanation that I gave him.
Raven wants me.
Oh my God, I wish I was there for that conversation. Yeah. Christian, I need you to bring in one of your girlfriend's bras tomorrow. And Christian just be like, okay.
Well, the funny thing is he like, you just kind of sat there in silence for a minute, raised one eyebrow, and that's when I paused and was like, no. It's not for me, man. I'm not taking it. I was like, just bring it. It'll be okay. It'll be safe.
I mean, I don't think Michelle's bras would fit you. You're only a B.
I think for, you know, entertainment's sake this morning here, we should challenge Christian and see whether or not he can actually remove a bra. With one hand.
On himself.
No, on himself. Okay. Right. No, he's not helping you.
No.
I think I
can
do it.
Okay. Commercial's 30 seconds long.
So he has to do it in the next break.
I don't think he can do it 30 seconds, but I mean, I'll give you a couple minutes.
We'll give you 2.5 minutes. Okay, go get the bra. We'll do it when we come back. First, let's do traffic.
Can you imagine him walking in? I take it from him lovingly and like sniff it or something.
Oh, God. Ew.
So weird.
Producer Christian is putting on a bra right now.
It looks painful.
It's really difficult.
What are you doing?
He actually doing looks like best. He's trying to escape from a straitjacket. I know it's an old reference,
Houdini.
If you ever remember Lethal Weapon, with Riggs would dislocate his shoulder to get out of something.
I should have done more.
Oh, now this is getting awkward.
Hold on. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Let's discuss what's happening. We were talking about the new Coors Light commercial.
I feel bad now that I made him do this.
Now you feel bad.
The girl in the commercial takes off her bra with one hand holding a Coors Light. The other one, she takes off her bra and pulls it through her blouse sleeve, which I said is virtually impossible.
Didn't you read the slogan, Anna? It says it's the official beer of bra taking off time or bra off time or something like that. It's also the official beer of drinking in the shower now. Coors Light.
I can't.
Strange new marketing.
Right, but
going on.
I can't concentrate because I'm watching producer Christian put on his girlfriend's bra.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable now.
It's so awkward.
It's almost as awkward as the conversation yesterday when I told him to bring it in. He thought it was for me.
This is the worst thing I've ever done.
All right, put on the shirt
bra. Put the shirt back on.
Doing my best, guys.
All right.
So the experiment is now, for scientific purposes, Anna believes that removing the bra with one arm is impossible because you can't actually even put your bra on correctly.
No.
You have to put it on backwards.
Yeah, I was saying that when I put on a bra, I've never been able to do it behind my back. I always hook it in the front, and then I flip it upside down, and I twist it backwards. Apparently, I'm learning that I'm the only one that does this. Am I the only? Maybe my arms are too short?
Yeah, you have Tyrannosaurus Rex arms that affect your...
I look like either I've been drinking way too much milk, or I've been really, really good at bench press.
Well, they're shaping. They're shaping, all right? It's obviously a shaping bra, okay? All right, so you know what? We're running out of time.
Proud of me, Mom.
So she does it in 30 seconds, removes that bra in the commercial here.
All right.
And Christian, we're going to time it out and see whether or not he can remove that bra. You're going to hold your phone in one hand.
That's right.
To simulate the Coors Light.
Yep.
And then you will remove this bra. Do you want sexy music or clown music, Anna?
Clown music.
Okay, clown music it is.
Okay,
all right.
Ready?
All right, go ahead.
30 seconds on the clock. Take that bra off, producer Christian.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. By the way, we're doing this all on Facebook Live. You can watch it for yourself there.
I didn't tell him why he was bringing in a bra today. So it was my belief that he did not practice.
Coors Light.
But he is young.
There it goes.
Wait, hold on. Let me see him do this.
I mean, you already got it unhooked.
No.
How do I get out of this?
The unhooking part is not the hard part. This is the hard part. See? There's no way that he can do this. How are you going to get that bra?
He's trying to pull that bra from inside the front of his neck.
I can't drop my Coors Light. Right.
You can't bring the Coors Light in the sleeve either. That's not going
to
work.
It's physically impossible to take that bra off while you're doing it. Oh, now you're
switching hands.
Okay. All right, get that bra off.
Reverse.
There's no way.
Crisscross.
Wait, he's got one arm out, and now he's got one side of the bra off.
Are you just making noises?
No, it's still hooked. Dude, you can't just rip it out of there. It's still hooked to your arm.
It's still on his arm.
No, now the Coors Light, you just pressed it against your chest. You would have definitely spilled your beer.
It's very cold.
You definitely would have spilled your beer.
Producer Christian is just yelling things. He's like, whoop, there it is.
Right.
Late 90s catchphrases.
Oh, my gosh.
You definitely spilled your beer on the couch.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Just like the commercial, guys.
Yeah, he looks so calm, just like she did, removing her bra with one hand, pulling out of the side.
Get out of me.
And for some reason, his shirt is nearly off. But I mean,
sip my beer.
Right. Right. What's that's left in your beer?
His headphones are on the floor. The bra is on the floor.
It can be done, Anna Zapp.
Yeah, but that looked relaxing to you? That looked the relaxing way to take off your bra?
That's the end of the day.
Oh, my gosh. All right. If you want to if you want to watch him try to do it yourself, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. That was ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Paul and Marie joining us together this morning. Marie, let's start with you. What's going on?
This is really, I have this request from my mother-in-law who I can't stand. I know that's mean and all, but she really just gets on my nerves anyway. She was over my house and she commented that she really loves the lasagna that I serve. And it's my grandmother's recipe and I explained that to her. Anyway, she's been harassing me for a copy of it. And I just feel like it's a family secret. I don't really want to give it to her of all people. My husband, now he's getting on my case about it. I really don't want to share it with her. I think what I'm going to do is just get a copy of a lasagna recipe off the internet, like a reputable one, and just give her that. He's really annoyed with me.
Paul, what's your side of this?
I just don't understand what the big deal is. I understand that my mother is a difficult lady. I've known her my entire life. It's a handful. But at the same time, I just don't understand why this has to be such a production, you know? I mean, it's just like, let's just hand off the recipe and we can be done with it. Mm. And, you know, at least we have better food the next time we go over there.
It's a personal thing. Now, Marie, have you given this recipe to other people, though? I mean, like, be real. Have you given it to a friend? Have you given it to a random before? Or is it all
I
this?
Have.
Yeah, right. So it's you know, it's
and
a personal
I know
thing.
Too.
I get it.
Like, I've seen her do this 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. So, like, now it's actually kind of personal to me to be like, look, clearly it's not, you know, the Magna Carta here. This is something that you've given out to other people. So, you know,
Just fake one. Who cares?
Right.
Like, go on one of those websites, get a lasagna recipe, and just give it.
I get it. I get all that. But here's what's going to happen.
She's going to know it's not
the same. We're going to give her the fake one. She's not going to be happy with it. And the never-ending tragedy continues.
Yes.
Let's just give her the fake.
You know what? Honestly, she's not going to be happy even with the real one. Every recipe that people follow and never quite comes out the same way anyway.
Well, that's true. You can hide behind that argument when she's like, this doesn't taste the same at all.
She's going to know when it says Prego on it.
Right.
All right.
Right.
What we do is we ask our audience what they think, and this is hilarious. Marie, they may agree with you. If your recipe, you don't want to share it with her, then you don't have to share it with her.
Right. I mean, I feel like it's fine for you to own that it's petty and just ask the question anyways.
Right.
Right? I mean, petty or not, that's how you feel. You don't want to give it up.
Right, and people may see your side, Marie, and be like, that's it. You don't have to give it to her, and that's the end of it. And if you want to print out a fake one, print out a fake one. Who cares? But they may see your side, too, Paul. She is being petty. It's obnoxious. Write down the recipe and give it to her and let it be over. Do you guys both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couple Scored on Star 99.9.
Marie's mother-in-law, which FYI, she can't stand her, asked for her lasagna recipe that belonged to her grandmother.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to give it to her. She's like, I don't want to give it to my mother-in-law.
Right.
Her husband, Paul, says she's being unreasonable and petty, which, let's be honest, she is. But does it change the fact that she should give her the recipe even though she doesn't want to?
I mean, it's hard for you to digest as a husband when you've seen her give it to randoms that have come over your house and friends before in the past, which admittedly she has. She just doesn't want to give it to his mom.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I think this sounds like that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond where Marie was trying to teach Deborah a recipe and she covered up like a spice with a different label so that her like product would come out completely different than what it was supposed to. So I think she should give the recipe because it will cause more trouble in the long run if she finds out she didn't give it to her.
Fear drives her decision. It's uncomfortable to be the husband in between that, between your mom and your wife, but it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I understand, too, like, if this recipe, let's say this is the wife's, Marie's, like, one of her go-tos, right? This is a win for her. This is one of her secrets. You don't want to give that up. You want to keep your victories.
I think she's just doing it out of spite. Like, I mean...
Well, it could be that, too.
Lasagna can be made a lot of different ways, but, like, just give her the recipe. She probably just asked for it in passing. missing, and she's making a big deal out of it out of nothing.
I don't know. She keeps following up.
All right, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Right. Doesn't have a very good relationship with her mother-in-law. Hmm. So when her mother-in-law asked her for her grandmother's lasagna recipe, Marie's like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to give it to her. And her husband says that she's just being petty and spiteful.
Listen, I mean, it is petty and spiteful, but we don't know how petty or spiteful the mom is, too. Without me being there, it's hard for me to really judge.
Hmm. Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. She gets... give it to her and have it be over with and stop arguing about it? Or should she print a fake one online, like I said, and just give her anything to get her off her back?
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. It's a family recipe. She doesn't want to give it to her. There's obviously a reason. If something's passed down from your family, it's special and it's sacred. It's supposed to be anyway. And if she chose in the past to give it to one of her friends or somebody she cared about, you know, I think that that's her personal choice. And if she doesn't want to give it to her, she doesn't have to give it to her.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Good morning. I'm on the husband's side. The wife just sounds like she's being a little bit catty, and she should be the bigger person. Hand over the recipe since it's obviously not a big family secret. And just make peace in the family.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I did one time? That I got a recipe that was given to me by my mom, and I didn't know I wasn't supposed to share it.
Mm.
And I put it out on a blast to all my real estate clients.
Good, yeah.
I didn't know it was
your
a secret.
Your mom was like, this is next month's menu item.
I was like, I didn't know it was a secret biscotti menu. I didn't know recipe. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. If this woman's that mean, she's probably not going to follow the recipe anyway, and then she'll start bashing her grandmother.
Right. God rest her soul.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm definitely on his side. I think he should definitely give the recipe, you know, she should give the recipe over. If they have a strained relationship, then maybe this is the first step in making things better.
You're such an optimist.
Family.
Right.
I mean,
love that.
It's so nice. I mean, it looks like it's going to rain outside and everything, and you're just cheerful and in a great mood, yeah. Hoping for the best.
Good stuff.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Paul, our audience agreed with you. Marie, you're being petty. Just give her the recipe and just be done with it. She's never going to be able to make it like you and your grandmother make it anyway.
I know, but it's just the point.
Wait, on the radio,
though.
Why
should I have to give
say you're gonna do
part
it,
of myself to someone I don't care for? I'm sorry.
Don't worry. She'll take credit for it everywhere when they love it at parties elsewhere.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
But you're going to do it, right? Please, on the radio, would you say at least that you're confirming that you're going to do it? You're going to just give her the recipe and then we can all go back to living our lives?
I'll think about it.
No,
much fun to be in the middle.
Come on, guys.
He's right. We put it to a vote. You guys agreed. And Marie, just give her the recipe. Who cares? It's over.
Okay, fine.
All right. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yeah!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Crystal, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Crystal.
Okie doke. So, Crystal, Raven is walking out. When that door closes, he can't hear anything we're saying. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Yep.
Number 1, Taylor Swift accepted her first ever Icon Award at the Teen Choice Awards. She was only 16 years old when she released her self-titled debut album. What was it called?
I don't know.
Number 2, Mandy Moore revealed she's working on new music. What NBC hit show is she on?
NBC hit show? I don't know that one either.
Okay, it's all right, Crystal. Number 3, this cereal that is magically delicious is finally releasing a bag of just their famous marshmallows. What cereal is it?
Lucky Charms.
Number 4, Kim Cattrall says she experienced bullying over her refusal to do the Sex and the City 3 movie. What character did Sarah Jessica Parker play?
I don't know.
And number 5, that's okay. This chain restaurant has announced it will once again have its never-ending pasta pass. $100 for unlimited pasta, salad, and breadsticks. What chain restaurant is it?
Olive Garden.
Okay, let's bring Raven back.
answer.
Not looking at me. Okay. Hi.
Yo.
You ready?
How'd you do?
Crystal only got two right.
It's not too good, Crystal.
Yeah. Let's
see how I do.
Yeah.
I'm feeling positive today, but not that positive. Number one, Taylor Swift accepted her first ever. It's okay. Number one, Taylor Swift accepted her first ever Icon Award at the Teen Choice Awards. She was only 16 when she released her self-titled debut album. What was it called?
Well, self-titled, it'd be Taylor Swift.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't fall for it. I thought I would trick you. And,
oh, just by saying it fast?
Yeah, but it didn't work that way.
I was really listening.
Crystal. Yeah.
I was really, really, really listening.
That was correct. So Crystal is still winning 2-1. Number two, Mandy Moore revealed she is working on new music. What NBC hit show is she on?
This Is Us. I love it. Great show.
You guys are tied at two. Number three, this cereal is magically delicious, and it's finally releasing a bag of just their famous marshmallows. What cereal is it?
Lucky Charms.
Raven has beat you, Crystal. Number four.
Yeah.
Kim Cattrall says she experienced bullying over her refusal to do Sex and the City 3 movie. Mm-hmm. What character does Sarah Jessica Parker play?
Carrie.
Yep, Carrie Bradshaw is correct. And number five, this chain restaurant has announced it will once again have its never-ending pasta pass. $100 for unlimited pasta, salad, and breadsticks. What chain is it?
Olive Garden. Get ready. When do they go on sale?
Thursday.
You know, yeah. I got to camp out for that in front of the computer.
You know what else they're doing, too?
What's up?
For the first time ever, for the first 50 people, if you're on, you can pay $400 and you have an unlimited pasta, breadsticks, and salad for life.
I mean, that's a bargain.
It is.
I'll buy that for everybody.
Well, you'd buy it for 50 people because it's only for 50 people.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to be on there. I really do believe, actually, there's a conspiracy and you have to know somebody.
Okay. Well, let's get away from the conspiracy of Olive Garden. Crystal, I'm sorry. Raven beat you 5-2 this morning.
That's okay. This is Crystal from Fairfield, and I just get beat by Raven.
Thank you so much for trying. Have a great morning.
Better luck next time.
We got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
All right, I have two good things to share. One, today is baby Dakota's 9-month birthday.
Happy 9-month anniversary of breathing air.
Right, being born.
Right.
That 9 months went by fast, and I love my little princess. And also, just had to throw that in there.
Right.
So everyone's always trying to look for something good to do. You know, tell me something good. You want to do something good in your community, but a lot of times you don't know what to do. And Mercy Learning Center is in Bridgeport. And what it does, it provides basic literacy and life skills and training to low-income women. And it's a completely free process. And they're looking for tutors right now because the next semester is going to kick off at the beginning of September. So if you're interested, then you could head to their website and get all the information there. It's Mercy Learning Center. And why don't you volunteer there? And then you're doing something good for the community. How about that?
When you're doing something good, of course, that always feels great, too.
And it's completely based on volunteers. So they need you to volunteer. And there's so many people that do help out there. And they do the training for you. It's, you know, they help you out. They give you everything you need.
If you can help, don't leave it to somebody else.
Right.
People doing the same thing. This is an amazing story here, is that Delaware is becoming the first state now at this point to be recognized as the first no-kill state in the nation. So you know I love animal issues, of course, and I hate to make every one of my stories about animals.
Because they are.
But I'm so moved by the fact that, I mean, to be considered a no-kill shelter, you have to have a percentage of over 92% of all the animals that you take in that they are placed. And the other ones are basically medical or behavioral issues that are not correctable. And for the entire state to be recognized as that is absolutely amazing. It takes an incredible effort from both the community and the people that work there, and boy, I would love it to see more of that happen in different places. That would be great.
So. That is great.
Yes, it is. That's good news, Anna Zapp.
Yeah, if you ever want to share your good news, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999, and hey, tell us something good.